The idea behind publishing these rates is that infections are preventable. A patient shouldn't get an infection from undergoing surgery or having an IV treatment if the proper precautions are taken.
When you look at this in terms of diseases and leading causes of death, it's right up there in the top 10. And yet it's been pretty much a hidden problem for many, many years.
That's Lisa McGifford, the director of the Consumer Union Safe Patient Project. The group has pushed states to publish these infection rates. McGifford says North Carolina is one of 31 states requiring this. The federal government already provides a lot of the information online. It started doing that last year. McGifford says hospitals are paying attention.
No hospital wants to see themselves compared to others poorly. And so it's been an incredibly powerful tool to improve the safety of hospitals around the country because it motivates hospitals to do better.
The state report breaks down infections into three categories. Infections from what's called a central line, think an IV, those associated with catheters, and ones that develop around surgical sites. The rate at Presbyterian Hospital Charlotte was below the rate expected in two of those areas, but was above when it came to colon surgeries. Stephen Wallenhop, chief medical officer for Novant Health, which operates Presbyterian, says they're working on getting that down.
In the case of the colon surgery, we've already made some changes, and we're hopeful and it's very likely that we'll see that rate go down substantially as we continue to improve the things we're doing to try to avoid those infections.
Carolina's Medical Center's main hospital rated about average in most areas, but higher when it came to catheter-associated infections. You can read the report on the state's Department of Health and Human Services website. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller in Charlotte.